You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means only one thing. I am joined by my good buddy, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you, Carl? How are things?
I'll tell you in a second. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, one of the most listened to shows on the Superhuman Radio Network, because Rob Regish put so much effort into answering listener questions that this has become a big fan favorite. So we're going to be doing that in just a moment. How am I? I haven't had an HRT shot in 2 weeks. How do you think I am?
You're dragging, huh?
I feel like now I know what it would have felt like had I not been on HRT all these years.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I have no energy. I have no desire to do anything. I have brain fog. My vision has changed. I cannot tell you. You poor SOBs who haven't come over to the dark side yet and got on HRT don't know what it could feel like. So I haven't had a shot in 2 weeks. Right?
A lot of guys going through andropause think that is normal, and it's not.
This is not normal. The reason I haven't had a shot in 2 weeks is because I'm doing an experiment. Adele Musa and I are working on a project, and so I'm doing a little experiment. So I've literally come completely off of my HRT, and granted, testicular atrophy is real, folks. When you've been on as long as I have, the boys don't really do anything anymore except take up a little room in the change purse, and that's about it. So there's nothing happening. I probably have the testosterone levels of a little girl right now. And I have to tell you, I have no energy. I come into the studio and I plop down in the chair and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this show to be over. And I can't think straight. And it's like, oh my God. And I'm thinking, could you imagine that this is what I would have felt like all along up until this age? Had I not been on HRT?
Yeah. I mean, are you working with Dr. Chrysler or somebody?
Yes, I am. I am working with Dr. Chrysler. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to be ordering blood work very shortly. But it's just amazing to me. I'm sitting here thinking about, God, I don't even want to do this show today. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what's happened to me? I have to talk about this on the air. I mean, for those of you guys out there who are in your late 40s, getting close to 50, give HRT a shot, no pun intended. Give it a shot for just a couple months, and if you don't like it, then get off. You're not going to develop any diseases, but lo and behold, I promise you, you won't want to get off, because the difference between feeling like this and feeling like I normally do is a world of difference. I feel old today. I feel old. I really do.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that'll do that and wear you down. Just like me, for example, I've been staying inside lately because I overdid it on the sun exposure. You know, high intensity sunlight, right? I mean, that'll take it out of you. Ask anybody that's been at the beach for a day.
You know, you're being facetious right now. I was going to say he's being facetious right now, right?
Yes and no, but go ahead. Talk more about your situation.
Okay. Rob is under his own a set of stress. All I'm going to say is this, that Rob is living through what I lived through. For those of you who followed me through the off-topic years, Rob is going through the same thing right now, except he's just being a little bit more closed-mouthed than I was back then. So that's it.
Keep it coming, brother.
There you go. All
right. They're just giving me fuel.
I have to make a quick announcement. Sarah Heimbuger just messaged me on Facebook to tell me that GNC is running a special on Quest bars, $24 a box if you're a gold member. Sarah is 90-10 paleo, so she lives the paleo lifestyle 90% of the time, 10% of the time she is off of it. So she eats Quest protein bars, And she wanted me to tell the listeners out there who want to pick up some Quest protein bars really quickly without waiting for shipping, go to GNC and pick up a box for $24 while supplies last. Thank you very much, Sarah Heimbuger. I hope I pronounced your name right. If not, you can punch me when you see me. Anyway, okay. So what's going on, Rob? We've got lots of great questions. You want me to just start reading them and roll on, or you have something you want to talk about first?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I talked before about people giving me fuel, and I'm taking that fuel and putting it into answering people's questions. So
there you go. Rob's mission in life is satisfying the listeners right now, and that's a great thing. Okay, this question actually comes from Tony Johnston. Tony says, Carl, I'm interested in asking Rob his training and supplementation suggestions for a 40-year-old trying to get to 20 consecutive dead hang pull-ups. I'm currently stuck at 14 to 15 and have been so for years. I'm considering the USMC Armstrong pull-up program as it is highly recommended, at least on the internet. But I'm worried about overtraining as it's a relatively high volume, 5 consecutive days a week pull-up program going to failure most days. My current recovery isn't what it was at 20 years old, and I think the program might be designed for younger athletes. Frequency, volume, and or associated exercise recommendations would be most appreciated. I am considering Mass Pro Synthogen and AgeForce HGH Power Patch to increase my overall recovery ability during these 6 weeks program. I'm 6 foot, approximately 170 pounds, and pretty good shape using most body weight exercises and some sprints. Seems to me like I might be a muscular endurance. It might be a muscular endurance issue for me, more than just strength alone. Tony in Houston, Texas. What do you think about that?
Well, Tony, first and foremost, that's a great goal. 20 dead hang chins is an impressive sight. When they're performed strictly, anybody at any age to achieve that is definitely something to shoot for. The first and most important issue here in achieving that goal is reducing your body weight, meaning paring any and all fat that you may be carrying. So Tony says here he's 170 pounds at 6 feet, which is pretty light. What is not mentioned is his lean body mass to fat ratio. So I'd look there first. If it's anything higher than 10%, the first thing I do is focus on dieting off the remaining fat to maximize his power to weight ratio.
Right, because think about it. Because if he's 15% body fat, right, okay, and he's 170 pounds, did he say?
Yep.
Okay, so that means that he's carrying, let's say just in that 5% over 10, he's carrying almost 10 pounds more body fat. So that's like tying a 10-pound dumbbell to your legs and doing your dead hangs.
You got it, brother. So that's going to be number one. Now, having said that, Tony has correctly deduced that at age 40, training to failure every day likely is not optimal insofar as achieving his goal. Instead, I'd recommend the following, and it's a three-pronged approach. First thing I do is alternate days of lower rep weighted chins with higher rep body weight only days. Let me explain why. The lower rep days, ideally, I think, should take the form of, let's say, Bill Starr's classic 5x5 format, 5 sets of 5 reps, not working to failure and adding weight during the first set of every workout after the initial one. Rest at least 5 minutes between sets, and move to an every other day training frequency split. Right now, you know, you're not giving your body the opportunity to recover, or if you were to jump on that program, in my opinion. Yeah, it's body weight only, but it's still a hell of a stress. The other day is your body weight only reps day. And here, Tony, I'd like you to revert to just 2 sets of 10 repetitions. Patiently adding just 1 rep to each pull-up each time you repeat that workout. 1 grip, the first set, should be overhand, and the other, the second set, underhand. Experimenting with each should elucidate for you which grip is stronger and more advantageous for achieving your goal. So that would be one. The second would be at the end of the body weight reps workout, you need to add some heavy work, or at least work, for the abs, taking the form of the following. Hanging leg raises. With no grip support, grasp the chin-up bar and perform 2 sets of 10 and building up to 20 repetitions, hanging leg raises to parallel, ensuring that the legs and toes are kept straight. 2 seconds up, 2 seconds down is about right. The third component in achieving your goal is this, visualization. 20 reps, it sounds to me, is more of a mental block than it is a physical one. Therefore, I'd recommend visualizing not 20 reps, but 25 reps, no less than three times a day, until he achieves his goal. So what I've done here, big picture, is craft a protocol that boosts absolute strength, his 5x5 days, which in turn will help achieve his rep target. It's what's missing right now in Tony's routine today. That's step one. Step two is strengthening the abs, which contract statically during chins, particularly for extended duration sets, like 20 reps. You'll notice my recommendation to build up to 20 reps in the hanging leg raise.
Rob, you just dropped out. Every now and then, your voice drops really low. I don't know if you're not facing the microphone.
No, I might not be speaking into it.
Yeah, now you're good.
Okay, so my recommendation for 20 reps in the hanging leg raise is to match exquisitely the number of reps, the number of times the abs will need to contract, at least statically, when he does achieve his 20-rep dead hang chins. And then, finally, step three involves training the mind. This is way overlooked, needs to be trained like any other muscle group. Collectively, I have no doubt implementing these fixes is going to allow Tony to achieve his goal. With respect to Synthogen, the H-Force, HGH patch, those are only going to help him in recovering quickly from these sessions. They are, however, the least important factor in achieving his goal. So it's best to put forth the most time and energy to the training, the diet, and the mind-muscle connection tips that I've outlined. I'm really looking forward to hearing back from you, Tony, when, not if, you achieve your goal. I have no doubt you will achieve it.
Very, very good. All right, we actually have to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, let's see, we've got a question coming from ill-prepared. See, this is all because of my low testosterone. It is. I'm telling you, I really feel terrible. I cannot. All I can say is to those of you guys out there who have not tried HRT yet or in my age bracket, you don't know what you're missing out on. If this is what it feels like not to be on HRT, damn, I'm getting back. I got to give myself a shot tonight when I get home. The experiment is over. The next question is going to be from Matthew Chan. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epi-Androstain, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max.
4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Pirate Radio Mon. We got Rob Regish on, the reggae man.
We got to get you back on HRT.
Tell me about it, brother. I'm starting to hallucinate, I think. I need my testosterone, please. You know what's really funny about all this, too? It's like society wants me to feel this way. When I went into family court back in the day when I was going through the whole divorce thing, and you know, and my ex is telling them that I'm on anabolic steroids and all this sort of stuff, and you know, and I find myself having to explain why I'm using testosterone. I mean, really? I mean, you really want people to feel like this? This is the way they want American men to feel when they hit their 50s? Really? I mean, come
on. Good for business.
Well, no, it's not good for business when you really think about it. I am so less productive right now. I feel the word befuddled comes to mind. Like remember Mr. Magoo, the cartoons about Mr. Magoo, the befuddled blind Mr. Magoo. He couldn't see. He was, you know, people were getting in car accidents behind him because he was cutting people off. I feel befuddled. I really do. I feel like I have a cotton candy in my head instead of a brain.
Well, hopefully it gets better with time. That's one of the reasons, you know, I haven't gone there yet, is because sooner or later, you know, you got to come off HRT or, you know.
No, my friend. I will never come off. You will see me someday at 89 years old sticking a needle in my ass. I am not. No. I'm not joking about this, guy. There's no coming off.
I understand the long-term studies are there to support safety and efficacy. You know, nobody's questioning that, but there are there is a subset of the population, the HRT population, that for various reasons, it's usually the prostate, that they have to either greatly lower their dose or come off. Now, I'm not saying that's everyone, you know, far from it, but
according to epidemiological studies, men, 70% of all men develop prostate issues after turning 70 years old. But when you overlay the individuals who are on HRT, and we don't have enough 70-year-old HRT recipients at this point in time to really, really look at this. But when you look at men on HRT in their 60s, they don't have the prostate issues that non-HRT. So I'm going to say that in the upcoming decade, we're going to find out that guys like me fare better because guys on HRT my age are having a lot more sex, and I already did the blog post about how sex bulletproofs the prostate, and men who have more frequent ejaculations, the reduction in prostate threat is reduced dramatically. It's like they have an insignificant risk of prostate cancer.
It just makes sense to me.
Well, you know what? Look. The body thinks it's still young. The body thinks there's still an opportunity to reproduce. The body keeps repairing itself. So that's the mission of the hormone. Nothing else. It really is. But anyway, okay, let's get back to Matthew Chan's question. So Matthew Chan says, "Hi, Rob. When recovering from an injury, would increasing the dosage of Synthogen speed up the process? If so, how would you change the dosing?"
Well, that's an open question. I'm going to be very honest and say we don't know yet whether or not increasing the dosage would help. What I can tell you, based upon all the feedback that's rolled in on Synthogen, is its known effects on speeding up the recovery and repair process are just, it's off the charts. So it may very well help with injuries. Now, in this case, Matthew, it would help to know more about the injury and where it is, whether it's muscular, whether it's skeletal, ligament, tendon. But the ingredient profile in Synthogen lends itself to injury repair in the following fashion. First, you're going to see what we call the protogene 10 essential amino acid ratios, which it took me 2 years to formulate those. And a lot of people think that's BS, but trust me when I tell you, you know, when you got a kilo of all 9 essential amino acids out on your kitchen table and you're trying to find the right ratios, you know, it's maddening. It took a long time, but we did it. And we know it accelerates tissue repair and microtrauma to the muscle fibers. Okay, so that's a short way of saying Synthogen wasn't designed to treat injuries, but it was designed to accelerate healing from the workout, which in and of itself is seen as a form of agitation or tissue injury to the body in terms of skeletal muscle. The other thing that it does is Synthogen increases blood flow for up to 6 hours due to its inclusion of peak ATP. This is a licensed medical ingredient used in the medical community from TSI Health Sciences that increases blood flow to the body and the brain for up to 6 hours. Now, you've heard me say this over and over. Blood flow, especially when you're injured, is critical to bringing fresh, nutrient-packed blood in to the site of injury while helping to remove waste products. So that would be number two. Finally, the third thing in Synthogen that really sets it apart, I think, in terms of wound healing is this. The tag team that we use of boosting both carnosine and beta-alanine, not just by supplementing beta-alanine, which uses histidine to form carnosine, but orotic acid, was documented in 1961 by the Russians to boost both carnosine and beta-alanine. Why is that important? There was a study done as long ago as 1986 in the journal Surgery, Action of Carnosine and Beta-Alanine on Wound Healing. And what they found, in plain English, is this. When you supplement both, instead of just beta-alanine, like a lot of supplements give you, it greatly accelerated both the healing process as well as tissue repair. And that's only, you know, accelerated even more when you have the essential amino acids needed for tissue repair. In that case, I'm referring to skeletal muscle. Testimonials as to these effects are flooding in daily. You've seen them. I've seen them. You know, I have so many, I can't even keep up with them. But in particular, there was one I got from a 63-year-old man, let's call him a senior, who previously had difficulty getting out of bed in the morning. This is, what I'm speaking to is 6 decades of cumulative, chronic, and maybe even in his case, acute injuries, kind of building up. And his feedback was very simple. Nothing out of the box helped him more first day than Synthogen. He got out of bed, sprang out of bed, hammered his workout, was dumbfounded. The next day, he intentionally added 25% more to both the intensity, volume of his workout, fully expecting to feel crippled the next morning. He didn't. He got out of bed, and he hit it hard again. His name's Randy. I forget his last name. He's a real person with real results. So the short answer to your question, Matthew, is yes, I do think Synthogen is going to help. But no, I don't have any objective data where I can truthfully say, hey, taking more is going to be even better for you. I think taking it at max dose per label recommendations is going to do you right.
I tend to take more. I don't know. I just feel like because I'm a bigger guy. But I kind of do the same thing that I'm trying to think who we had on the show. My brain is freezing. I want to say the guy from California that we had on the show.
Mr. Rex from law enforcement.
Yeah, and you know, I tend to take five at a time, 2 to 3 times a day, depending on if I'm training or not. So yeah. I don't know if that's – is there a point of diminishing returns? You think that you can – can you take too much Synthogen?
You know, the short answer, the truthful answer is we don't know yet. What I usually advise guys is when you're starting out, take 7 before the workout and 7 immediately after, then eat up. You're going to notice 99 out of 100 people are going to notice the acute effect the first time. You're going to wake up the next day like, did I even work out?
Yeah.
Thereafter, dial it back to 6 and 6 and then 5 and 5. And what I'm trying to do here is
find the lowest effective dose.
Exactly. I'm not out to rape anybody, right? I've been in this, I've been raped myself for, you know, 25 years of being in this god-awful market. Find the lowest effective dose that works for you. And I can tell you, as a 220, 25-pound guy, I do just fine on 10 a day on off days right before my biggest meals, and either 10 or at the most 15, you know, during the my heaviest training days for legs and back.
All right, the next question, and we're going to go a little long in this his segment. The next question comes from Thomas Cannon. We actually answered one of his questions on the previous Blueprint Power Hour. He said, thanks for a great answer last week to my question in relation to periodization and body part specialization. And just so you know, I've already gone to Amazon and purchased the book that Rob recommended by Steve Holman.
Great.
But he has some follow-up questions. He says, my first question is in reference to peri-workout antioxidant supplementation. I have read from various sources about how there may be a potential for antioxidants to hamper the adaptive response to exercise. I believe the explanation was that training produces a certain level of free radicals, and is the actions carried out by these free radicals that produces the adaptation we seek. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, he asked an excellent and a very interesting question. The research on the topic of antioxidants intra-workout is mixed, albeit the latest round seems to support what he's saying here. It's interesting to note that in the early 1990s, when they were still an innovative company, AST Research carried a product. It was a powdered drink mix called BioSilate. I don't know if you remember that product.
I do, actually. I do remember.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, because I actually, when I first got into this, for some reason, AST Research was the company that I ended up gravitating to. Back then, they had Paul Cribb writing for them, and they had Jeff, big guy who claimed to be a natural bodybuilder from California, Jeff something, and Skip LaCour. And they had a nice stable of guys who, and they were a pro hormone supplier, and I was really interested in pro hormones back in the day.
Yeah, they were a great company.
They were,
but this were, and, yeah. and that's we'll get into that some other time. It's a different topic. But this particular product was a targeted antioxidant-rich drink to be used during training. So although it had a noticeable effect, it disappeared quickly. Why? It's likely due to the fact that nobody grows huge muscles by taking antioxidants, regardless of how you dose, you know, you time your doses. That's not to say there aren't benefits, which I'll get into in a minute. In the ensuing 20 or so years, I have dosed various antioxidants, pre, during, post-workout, and everything in between. My opinion, based upon that, is this. Take them with your post-workout meal. Reason? There are more important nutraceuticals to get into your system just prior to and during your workout that are supported by tons of research. And I'll just cite essential amino acids, the 9 essential amino acids as being one of them. it must be remembered that, like all nutrients, not drugs, but nutrients, antioxidants build into your cells slowly over time, building a stronger, better you. Yes, there is some evidence of an acute effect as well. But the most antioxidants are going to do for you is to mitigate late onset muscle soreness a bit more from a workout. There is no meaningful boost in strength, hypertrophy, etc., that you will realize. That's just the truth, regardless of whoever marketing you're reading. Having said all of that, there are a ton of antioxidants out there, and you can spend a lot of money trying to figure out which ones to buy. If you had to pick just one, I would recommend Gero Formulas N-acetylcysteine, as it is a solid, time-released formula that isn't overdosed. And that's important because too much N-acetylcysteine is pro-oxidative. I think the amount was over 1,600 milligrams. N-acetylcysteine is the first line of defense in hospital ERs for things like Tylenol poisoning, overdose. It's one of the most frequent ER room visits. The reason for that is it builds glutathione levels in the body, but in particular the liver. Glutathione is your body's most prolific
Everybody pronounces things differently, but you're talking about glutathione, right? You pronounce it glutathione?
Glutathione here in Massachusetts. I don't know what you guys say.
That's right. Wait, I parked my car on the glutathione. Okay, good. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everybody understands what you're talking about. That's all.
So glutathione, or glutathione, is your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant. Still, other nutrients such as TMG or trimethylglycine will do the same. So if your intra-workout happens to contain trimethylglycine or TMG, you should be covered. But, you know, N-acetylcysteine is a very inexpensive, research-proven supplement that you can take to mitigate oxidative damage. And, you know, the only downside to it is it's like alpha-lipoic acid, it is a sulfur-based compound, which is to say you open a bottle and it smells like rotten eggs and, you know, burnt broccoli. So just be aware of that.
You know, interestingly enough, there is a company that we interviewed that produces N-acetylcysteine for autistic children who have sensory issues, especially as it relates to foods, taste, and feeling. And they make an N-acetylcysteine that is it's called Pharmanac, and it's actually produced in a nitrogen-based environment and sealed in a nitrogen-sealed what do you call those little button tablet things there?
Yeah.
So that it doesn't start to oxidize and smell like rotten eggs for people who just for some reason can't get past that rotten egg smell. We're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have to answer part two of Thomas Canyon's question. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish and the testosterone-deprived Carl Lenore. This is me on old, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50%.
50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Rob Regish, do you know anything about this Australian hurdler, Michelle Jenicke?
No, I listened to your show yesterday about the American woman weightlifter. It's just a heartbreaking story, but no, I haven't. Or what's the
Well, this girl on? Michelle Jenicke, who I have to mention, I got an email from Glenn Schreimer. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name properly, Glenn. If not, blame it on the lack of testosterone. Schreimer, and I do know that she won that race. That is in the video, but apparently she came in fifth overall in her group of events, is what I meant when I said that on the air yesterday. But with that being said, apparently Michelle Jenicke has been offered a get nude photo offer from some magazine. More to come. So let's see if she's got this sexy little dance. It almost looks like it's a little bit like a Girls Gone Wild, college dorm girl dancing right before she gets naked type dance, you know?
You gotta leverage your assets, right?
Well, and you know what? And she did that, and then she did that at the beginning, while all the other athletes were just stretching, she's doing that as her stretch routine. And then she wins convincingly that particular event. And people are like, oh my God, like this is amazing. And you know, and what I said yesterday about poor Sarah Robles, who can't get anybody to support her, her dream of being a champion Olympic weightlifter, a female weightlifter, has to live in her car and on $400 a month. And here this girl didn't even, I mean, she won that event, but apparently she came in fifth overall in her group of events. And she's getting offers to pose in magazines and everything else just because of the way she looks.
Yeah. So, let's give a shout out to Sarah. I don't know if you're listening, but, you are to us an inspiration. And to the rest of the world that doesn't see your brilliance and your willingness to sacrifice for your sport, too bad for them.
Yeah, and she is definitely not listening because she's in London right now, hopefully on a platform somewhere, lifting some heavy weight. An update on her: she's at 46,078 votes. She needs 50,000 votes And the link is on my Facebook page for those of you who want to vote for her. She needs 50,000 votes and Nike will give her a contract. How awesome is that? So anyway, okay. Let's get back to Yeah, there you go. Let's go to Thomas Cannon. Part two of his question is, I'm in law enforcement and on occasion, I am forced to work an extra shift. I have composed a stack of cortisol modulators to take during these random periods when I am deprived of sleep, but I am looking to optimize it. When forced to work an extra shift, are there any adaptogens that would employ an immediate benefit, or are the effects of more cumulative rather than momentary?
The short answer is they're more cumulative than momentary. However, let me offer this. Adaptogens can be useful. However, to realize a more acute effect, something like phosphatidylserine in the amount of 3 to 800 milligrams would likely be a better choice in this instance.
But
the real issue here, though, is this. After the double shift, I think you need to ask yourself this question. Are you going to be expected to perform at a high level in the gym? If you are, I'd suggest perhaps using something like phosphatidylserine. Going into a heavy workout with little sleep is a recipe for high cortisol. Now, just how damaging to your muscle tissue that infrequent event will be, though, is speculative. The knee-jerk reaction, I think, by most people is to do something because the trainee usually doesn't want to lose any hard-earned muscle. In practice, I find a day or two of sleeping well and eating up afterwards, and nobody loses any meaningful muscle from it.
Right.
You know, now if it's going on with regularity, then yes, you know, I think you would have reason to do it. But if it's a one shot here and there type event, I wouldn't worry too much. However, an interesting thought. When these periods do come up, you might want to look at them as a positive. And what I mean is you can use these periods of mini cortisol spikes and high stress to your advantage. Now that's known as famine in the blueprint. And we use it in combination with some unique training and dietary stressors to generate a big anabolic rebound. I won't go into all the specifics, but, you know, suffice it to say, it's part of the reason why you see the feedback that you do on Blueprint. So you may want to embrace these periods and even magnify that stress somewhat if you know how to flip the switch when the time is right to turn it around and have your body go into a state of supercompensation where it's going to grow new muscle tissue at an accelerated rate while cortisol lags. And the hint I'll give you is this. Insulin antagonizes cortisol. So if, you know, if you can use that to your advantage, all of a sudden you're in a higher insulin environment for a short period of time, deloading. You're going to be in a place where the body is in a state of high anabolism, where catabolism lags. There is your recipe for Gainesville. Life doesn't always afford us the most ideal conditions. That's really what's going on here. Yet, some of our greatest accomplishments have come during periods of duress. So the bottom line is, try using these periods of double shifts and adversity to define you. Because many a man already has.
Okay, I got to say something here too, because part of his question does not really, it's not clear to me when he says I have composed a stack of cortisol modulators to take during these random periods where I am deprived of sleep, but I am looking to optimize it. It sounds to me that he's taking these cortisol modulators while awake and still on duty so that he can avoid the quote-unquote catabolic effects of cortisol. And I got to say something, that cortisol is an important hormone for you to have present in your body when you're on the job, especially in a law enforcement position where you need to be alert. Taking phosphatidylserine or any cortisol modulator or cortisol attenuator while still on duty could actually put you in harm's way because you're not, your reaction time is going to be super, super, super reduced. You know, I don't think you want to reduce cortisol while on the job. I think that when you get off work, using these cortisol modulators and even some, one of the most profound suppressors of cortisol, which is the antithesis of cortisol, is melatonin. And when you are a shift worker and your body starts pumping out melatonin and you have work to do, the body must compensate by pumping out a larger dose of cortisol. When you get home, I would take 3 to 5 milligrams of melatonin about an hour or half hour before you plan on going to bed. That is the greatest suppressor of cortisol you will find, much milligram for milligram stronger than phosphatidylserine, and it will shut you down. And that's when you go to sleep.
And it's dirt cheap.
Yeah, but I would be cautious about experimenting with suppressing cortisol while still on the job, Thomas, because that may not provide you with what you need to do your job properly. That's just my humble opinion. I could be really off base on that. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess this is part three of his question. Roughly how long do you think the window of insulin sensitivity is left open post GDA consumption? Is this part? Did I miss something here? I'm sorry.
No, it's part three. GDA here refers to glucose disposal agents.
Okay.
And in particular, you know, he cited
alpha lipoic acid, cinnamon, and fenugreek. I see it now. Okay.
Right. And, you know, fenugreek, it's not true that it's just fenugreek. It's actually one of the amino acids inherent therein, and that being 4-hydroxyisoleucine. But anyway, let's step away from that for a second. The answer to your question is, how long does that window of insulin sensitivity, how long is that left open? It depends largely upon whether it's coming off of a workout, where the muscles have been exercised, or is it simply consuming the glucose disposal agent prior to a meal? You know, you're going to have two very different scenarios there. I personally feel that the research that I've seen, all the research I've seen and the glucometer testing that I've done on myself, the post-workout window of opportunity lasts for up to 2 hours. If it's just a meal that you're talking about and you're using your GDAs before the meal, I feel it's about an hour. And there are several reasons for that, but I won't get into it. But needless to say, when muscle is stretched and contracted under load, it becomes like a sponge. And insulin is the hormone that pushes nutrients such as amino acids, glucose, in the form of glycogen into the muscle tissue. So make the most of the 2 hours after the workout. Make the most of the 1 hour, you know, after the meal, or the timing of your GDAs. Take it just before the meal and realize that they're going to have the most punch there. You will only know for sure, though, by virtue of investing in a glucometer. I did prior to writing 3.0, and I'll tell you, it will tell you, rather, everything you need to know about what your glucose tolerance level is, which glucose disposal agents actually work for you and which don't. Glucometers, sterile lancets, and testing strips are perfectly legal and just waiting for you right now at your local pharmacy. You want to get the glucometer, the lancets, and the testing strips. Be aware, you're probably going to have to answer some stupid questions from some people at the drugstore, but here's your answer back to them. I think it's important to know what my fasting blood sugar is, don't you? You know, it's as important as your blood pressure. They're going to nail you. Where they nail you is the testing strips. They're expensive, so just be aware of that.
I was just going to say that. If you're planning on doing this ongoing, which is what I did, the first time I ever bought a glucometer, I went and I bought the cheap one. They have one in there that's like $19.95. It comes with 10 test strips. And you go, oh, that's a bargain. But then the test strips, every time you go buy them, they're $65. If you buy the more expensive glucometers that are like $40, $45, you'll find out that the test strips are cheaper. So they either get you on one end or the other. In my humble opinion, if you're planning on doing this on a regular basis, which you should be testing the way postprandial responses to certain foods and so on and so forth, you should buy the more expensive glucometer and always have it handy.
Yeah, and another point, you know, if you're going to do this, be aware that you're going to go through, you're going to waste, at least I did, some of those testing strips until you get good at drawing, you know, the blood into the testing strip and understanding how it works. You know, God bless you. Happy pricking. I really feel for diabetics because, as I found out, the novelty wears off real fast. It's no fun walking around with black and blue fingertips, you know, and just pricking yourself every 30 to 60 minutes. But it's worth it because it's going to tell you what the ideal amount of, you know, macronutrients are to ingest and when, and whether or not you're wasting money on supplements that don't work.
You know what's really interesting, too? We all want to know, well, what's the threshold of carbohydrates that spikes insulin and how much of this? Because we know that if you don't spike insulin, you don't gain body fat. And the answer is individual, and the answer is right there at your fingertips. No pun intended. Every person listening to this show, I did a show on glucometers with Chuck Rudolph 5 years ago, that every person should own a glucometer, and every person, when they get on a nutritional plan, should be testing their postprandial response to the foods they eat so that you can go, oh, wow, while some other person can eat 30 grams of this, when I eat 15 grams, my blood sugar went up to 180. Holy yeah. Mackerel, that means I'm spiking insulin. You can dial in your own fat loss program magically by spending a week with your glucometer and just testing all the foods that you normally eat.
It sure beats shotgunning, you know,
yeah.
Product X that's out this month.
Yeah, right? You have so many people go, oh, I'm following this protocol, but it's not working for me. Well, it's not working for you, that's right. So let's find out what's unique about you and why it's not working. It definitely is one thing. Whatever you're doing is causing an insulin response, otherwise you would not continue to create new fat.
Right.
You can't create new fat without insulin, folks. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
If Michael Jackson was alive, he'd be listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
God, get him on HRT, will you?
Nah, I could have helped him. Trust me. I'm serious. The poor guy wasn't sleeping. He was suffering all the signs of andropause. And he didn't want to feel old. He couldn't afford to feel old. Sad. Anyway, okay. Yeah. The next question comes from Jonathan Curtis. He says, "Hey Carl and Rob, thanks for taking my question. I absolutely love the Blueprint Power Hour. My question is, what's your opinion of how effective this periodized routine would be? For example, over 6 weeks, week 1 through 2, 10 reps per set of 4 moderate weight movements. Weeks 3 through 4, 12 reps per set of 4 lighter weight movements. Weeks 5 through 6, 6 reps per set of 4 heavy weight movements. My goal at the moment is to bulk as it's the winter down here in Australia. I'd really want to do this with the most minimal fat gain, so I drop in a few cardio days. Typically, I train 4 days per week. Back to the question, is this type of routine best suited for my goals? I usually stick to big movements, i.e. squats, deadlifts, bench presses. Keep up the great work."
Well, the short answer to your question is it is not the best routine because there are some inherent flaws that I see. Now, that's not to say that the backbone of it is bad, right? Heavy, medium, light has been around for quite some time. But there are a couple things that give me pause. The first is, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not looking at the email, but if I'm not mistaken, the rep ranges never varied. It was always the volume. Is that correct?
No, 10 reps per set, 12 reps per set, 6 reps per set.
Okay, so my apologies. So that then
and the volume stays the same of 4 moderate movements, of 4. I'm assuming he's saying 4 sets of moderate weight, 4 sets of lighter weight, 4 sets of heavy weight.
Okay, so the first big hurdle has been overcome, which is to say this. Of all the variables involved in weight training, it is the rep range that the body will adapt to the quickest. So you're likely moving on when you should be quick enough. What the other thing that gave me pause, though, was heavy, moderate, light is a relative term. And what's heavy for me isn't going to be heavy for Wade Johnson, right?
Right.
But it's going to be completely, out of the ballpark for a beginner. The trap that guys will fall into is that we're very driven people, and it is difficult to pull the throttle back, never mind to light, but, finding moderation in this game is very difficult for a lot of people. If you can do that, more power to you. But the real crux of your goal, it sounds like, is you want to bulk without gaining body fat. And the old school approach to that was, hey, we're going to bulk up over several months, and then we're going to cut down. And then we're going to bulk up again, and then we're going to cut down. Well, all too often, you ended up dieting off whatever lean body mass that you built. The real secret to achieving your goal then, assuming the weight training is dialed in, is zigzagging your calories on training days and on off days, where you have periods of consuming maintenance calories for the day, and you should know what those are, something slightly above that on other days, and then days where you're in a caloric deficit and you're exploiting that by performing, let's say, fasted state cardio. The reason for that is very simple. Given the time duration response curve, the body will adapt to any given set caloric intake. Overfeeding, underfeeding, it doesn't matter. When guys typically overfeed, for the first 2-3 weeks, they'll gain a lot of muscle. After that, the enzymes responsible for storing fat become very active, and they start laying down more fat tissue than they do muscle. So the way around that, the solution to it, practical solution, is caloric zigzags. When I put together the Blueprint 3.0, which was roadmap to recomp, if you're going to recomp and successfully add lean body mass and pair an equal or greater amount of fat tissue, and my guys do, you need a very savvy caloric zigzag plan whereby we have very specific graduated caloric decrements on off days, and those are quite different from, let's say, weeks 1 and 2 to weeks, 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Because, again, if you continue to feed the body any one stimulus or caloric level, it's going to either stop responding or respond in a way that's not favorable, which is to say you'll get fat. Mm-hmm. Zigzag your calories on training days. Try to get at least 25% of those in, particularly carbohydrates, within the 2 hours after the workout. I think you're going to find your body composition is where you want it to be, which is to say you put on lots of lean muscle and you will put on little, if any, body fat. We do it every day in Blueprint. So I know it's possible and you can do it.
Well, and take the suggestion that we made going into the break, and get yourself a glucometer, and not only use these as starting points, but dial it in for your own personal body and follow these nutritional protocols, but test your blood sugar immediately after. Wait 30 minutes after the meal and test, and then wait again another 30 minutes and test and see where your blood sugar is going. And if your blood sugar is spiking a little bit more than you'd like it to, back down on these, but use these as starting points. If you really are interested in a truly, people talk about a lean bulk all the time. Oh, I want a lean bulk. Who doesn't want a lean bulk? Nobody wants to put on body fat when they're bulking. Ideally, I'd want my bulk to be 90% or 100% muscle. And little, if not any fat, because then I don't have to diet down. You want to do that? Start pricking your finger with a glucometer after every meal.
And that's precisely what I did, and the conclusion that I arrived at when I wrote 3.0. I did it for myself. I did my best to write a very general training prescription and caloric zigzags for all three soma types.
Right.
Ectomorphs, mesomorphs, endomorphs. But yes, your point is very relevant. Invest in the glucometer, because you can take what I've already done, which has a strong track record for working for most, and but taking it to the next level with the glucometer and making sure for you as an individual you have selectively tailored your macronutrients ratios and timing such that they work for you.
Because think about it for a second. Rob has taken the time to do this and come in with a generalized approach that is going to work for the masses. But in that spectrum of masses, like in epidemiology, one guy may follow Rob's edicts and he may end up with a total weight gain of which 20% of it is body fat. Another guy may use the same approach and end up with a total weight gain where 30% is body fat, where using the glucometer, using Rob's approach as the starting point, and then dialing it in because of your own individual uniqueness, you could end up with 100% being muscle mass.
This is part of what the drug-free athlete needs to do.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, we got to dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's, because the safety net that the drugs usually provide is not there.
Yes.
You need to be on your game, and you need to know, you need to avail yourself to the available tools. And the glucometer is one of the big ones.
One of the most overlooked tools for the people who listen to this show. I got to be honest with you. One of the most overlooked tools. It's right there. It's like checking the oil in your car. You know what I mean? That rudimentary. And I consider myself a drug-free athlete right now for the past 2 weeks. And I can tell you something. I feel like crap. All right. So anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Paul Adelec. I hope I pronounced that right. I think I pronounced it once before properly, but I'll get it right when we come back from the break. Sit tight. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We shall return.
Want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, so Paul knows that I'm a dummy. So at the bottom of his email, he phonetically writes his last name out. It's Paul Adeleke.
They're learning.
Adeleke. Oh, there you go. Sorry about that, Paul. All right, so, question for Blueprint Show. Rob, I love the show and all the help. I've had problems over the years with inflammation in my tendons and tendonitis. I was wondering, what would you do training supplementation wise to reduce this type of inflammation. I currently appear to have tendonitis in my shoulder, which makes it difficult to train chest and shoulders. I've tried the tart cherry juice, but since I am dieting for a bodybuilding show, I'd rather not do any extra sugar. I can understand that. I was wondering about three other approaches that I've heard of. Apple cider vinegar, fish oil, and increased blood flow or occlusion. Any other pointers will be helpful. Thanks. Paul Adeleke. Okay, I got it.
First off, thank you, Paul, for the compliments. You know, this show is everything to me. And, you know, to hear that it's helping you guys and you love it, it just means the world to me. Now, with respect to your question about, you know, inflammation, tendonitis in the shoulder, et cetera, there are a couple things to address. And the first, I think, is biomechanical, which is to say, you know, it's best to look back and say, what movements are aggravating this? And what other movements might I be able to perform that do not aggravate it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the shoulder, it's very simple. The two biggest offenders in gyms today are the bench press and the seated barbell overhead press, or military press, or standing. The reason for that is simple. The elbow is splayed out at a 90-degree angle. This is an unnatural movement pattern for the human body. The way that the human body evolved to lift things was with the elbow in line with the body, not splayed out at a 90-degree angle. If you ask someone, anyone, to pick up a baby or a bag of groceries over their head, they do not do so with their arm, with their elbows splayed out. They lift it up and away with the elbows in line. Now, one of the movements that I will offer to you is something that we've discussed on this program before, which is the barbell jammer press. Very simply, mm-hmm. you jam one end of the barbell into the corner, into a corner of a wall. You load up the other end with weights, and you push up and away with one or both arms. The practical effect being that the elbow is kept in line with the body. It is a beautiful compound movement that works all three heads of the shoulder, the rear delt, the medial, and the front, as you push the weight up and then bring it back. Another movement I'll give you, which is something you need to work into, but is well worth the time and effort, is the handstand shoulder press.
Mm-hmm.
The handstand shoulder press against a wall, again, that takes some working up to, but much like the jammer press that I just described, is an incredible feat of strength. There are very few people that can actually execute one of these, because if you think about it, you're pressing your entire body weight, right? But let's look at pressing the equivalent body weight with a barbell. Where are the elbows in a handstand shoulder press? They are kept in line. You will find that you will keep them in line with the body, and you will not aggravate the shoulders nearly as much, nor the elbows. With respect to the supplementation that you're inquiring about, of the three, I'd say fish oil is, you know, there's just so much research there pointing to the anti-inflammatory effects. I would say gradually up the dose, you know, from 3 to 6 to as much as 12 grams a day of that, or cod liver oil.
I prefer cod liver oil just because it has vitamin A and D, so you're getting a little more for your money personally.
A and D. And krill oil will be more effective at a lower dose due to the fact that the omega-3s are bound to phospholipids. Up to 40% are bound to, actually more than 40% are bound to phospholipids, much more, up to twice as bioavailable. I will also offer two other supplement suggestions to mitigate that pain, those being Super Cesis RX by USP Labs, which Cesis is the name in Sanskrit is actually means bonding. And Cesis has been used for thousands of years in Ayurvedic or Indian medicine. It is one of those items, supplements out there, folks, that legit works and works for a very high percentage of people. The other being turmeric or curcumin, and that's available. It's either in your kitchen cabinet right now, or it's at the drugstore. Get on it and get on lots of it, because it works and it works wonders. I have in the past detailed transdermal recipes for curcumin on this show, as well as other, you know, anti-inflammatories. It's probably out of the context of this discussion, but if you'd like to get in touch with me, Paul, I'll be more than happy to, on Facebook or elsewhere, I'll be more than happy to pass that along to you. That is found in the Blueprint 3.0, the base transdermal recipe. No, you will not smell like a warlock, you know, drenched in garlic. Most people use DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide.
That's what stinks.
it really does. There are ways around that. I've spoken before to them. They're in the blueprint. You will instead walk away smelling like, you know, citrus fruit. It's a hell of a lot better than smelling like garlic. But again, you know, DMSO is a sulfur-based compound. We spoke of that before. It's part of the reason why it has such a profound anti-inflammatory effect on joints. You know, one of the things you can do to validate this is if you're prone to bruising, if you get a bruise, take a cotton ball and put some DMSO on it immediately after you bruise. What you're going to find is that bruise is either going to go away entirely over the next couple hours, or it's going to be much, much less of a pronounced, you know, purplish color over the next few days. It's just, there's no denying it. I mean, the compound is, for some people, it's a darn miracle. The only problem being the stuff on the market today is not as pure as it should be, and it has a lot of that sulfur smell in it.
You know where one of the best places to get DMSO is? If you have a racetrack in your city, go
yeah.
to the racetrack and find the tack shop. The tack shop where they sell the bridles and the pommel pads and all the equipment to the trainers who train horses, and go in there and you can buy a bottle of 99% DMSO. But understand this, that cutting it makes it work better. The 99% DMSO does not penetrate as well as the 75% DMSO. So you buy the 99% DMSO, you add a little distilled water to it, shake it up, and it's ready to go. You can buy pure, unadulterated DMSO at the tack shop at across the street from most racetracks, probably for about $3 a bottle.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the racetrack, because when I was looking into DMSO, I went to a racetrack and observed a trainer putting it on a horse. So I queried this guy and said, look, man, does this stuff really work, and is it safe? And I'll never forget this. He looked back at me and he said, you see this horse, boss? I said, yeah. He says, this horse is worth a hell of a lot more than you are, alive or dead. You know, hundreds or not
yeah.
hundreds.
In other words, we if we're using it on him, it works.
Right. And yeah. and it's not going to hurt. They know it's not going to hurt.
Well, and see, I know this because I worked on the racetrack as a kid throughout high school. I worked at Aqueduct and we used a lot of DMSO in different solutions. We would add DMSO to betadine and paint shins with it. We would put DMSO on a horse before standing them in an ice tub. We use DMSO for a variety of reasons. I got so much of that stuff splashed on my hands, and you taste it immediately. As soon as it gets on your skin, like literally in seconds, you can taste it in your mouth.
Yeah, and you're down there in Louisville, so, you know, right before the Kentucky Derby, you could bathe in it.
Yeah, there you go. So exactly. The only other thing I would say to Paul is this. Connective tissue is made predominantly of collagen, and the best things that upregulate collagen production are vitamin C, glucosamine, and chondroitin. You have to get glucosamine levels in the bloodstream up pretty close to 100 milligrams a liter of blood. In order to do that, guys our size, 200 pounds plus, usually have to take around 3 to 4 grams of glucosamine a day, and take it in conjunction with vitamin C will give the body all of the repair material it needs to produce new collagen and subsequently patch up tendons and ligaments. Because
yeah,
remember,
and you know
tendons
what?
And ligaments are avascular. They don't have blood flow to them. They have blood flow around them. So you really have to get levels of glucosamine high in order to affect tendons and ligaments.
And that means don't get it at Walmart. You know, get it in a quality powdered product like GLC 2000. You know, I know tons of guys who have used that. And part of the reason it works so well, one of the reasons is what you just spoke to. You know, it's not these piddly little pissing in the dose, you know, or pissing in the wind doses that you're going to see that are sold over the counter in most drugstores. There's a reason why it's a powdered product. You're ingesting grams and grams, the actual amount that you need
right.
To observe a positive effect.
And interestingly enough, guess who GLC's one of their largest customers is? racetracks throughout the United States, horse trainers buy the, if you go to GLC's website, you'll see that there's a large animal section. They sell that stuff to the racetracks. They give that stuff to racehorses. So there's just like you said a second ago, hey boss, this horse is worth a lot more money than you are. So we're giving them GLC for a reason.
there's no placebo effect in horses, folks.
No. They don't go, hey, you know, I think that stuff really worked this morning. I feel a little bit better. All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day.
You got it.
Okay. The blueprint tip of the day is stay out of family court. No, I'm only kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You hear this song, Rob?
Yeah, is it a mashup?
Yeah, isn't this a song from I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar? Isn't this a song from Rocky Horror?
I don't know, man. I don't keep up with all that popular culture.
I want to take you to a gay bar. All right. So anyway, we just got a literally a question sent to us on the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page. It's from Aaron First. Aaron says, Rob, what do you think of thymus and beta 4 peptide as a recovery agent and preventative agent for overtraining? If Rob has an opinion, could he state dosages, dailies, weeklies, local, systemic, etc.? Cheers.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest and defer to you, Carl, on this. I have no, you know, injectable peptides are something that I've read about, but I have no practical experience, nor is it an area of research for me. So in an effort to best answer the listener's question, I'd ask you to expound, because I know you have used them.
Well, I do use thymus and beta 4 still, and I can tell you that I think that thymus and beta 4 is one of the most amazing peptides to come along in many, many years. First of all, it looks like we're going to be talking about the racetrack ad infinitum here, because the first group of individuals to experiment with thymus and beta 4 were thoroughbred horse race trainers.
Wow.
They give the racehorses that are worth the money, let's put it that way, they give them thymus and beta 4 regularly on a weekly basis. Thymus and beta 4 helps aerobic athletes because it increases red blood cell production. And that's one of the ways there. That's one of the ways that the race industry uses it. Thymus and beta 4 also speeds recovery dramatically. Thymus and beta 4 has been the subject of a couple profound research studies that are really getting the attention of the pharmaceutical industry right now. One of them, an individual had a cardio ischemic event, and we received 2 milligrams of thymus and beta 4 injection, and there was literally no necrosis to the heart after reperfusion. The heart resolved, and there was no sign of a heart attack. I'm going to speak about this in some personal experience with it as well. Thymus and beta 4 has also been given to a person after a traumatic brain injury from a car accident. Once again, 2 milligrams. Was given within 6 hours of the event, and the same thing happened. There was no evidence of collateral damage to the brain. So it appears that thymus and beta 4, which is produced by the thymus gland, which shrinks as we age, but clearly is there as during our most profound growth periods of our lives, seems to be kind of like a job superintendent that is a first responder to assaults on the body, and then enacts the repair process faster. It's really an amazing stuff. I told a story about a guy at my gym not too long ago who I said, no, you haven't popped the disc. You're actually having a heart attack. Do you remember that, me telling that story, Rob, by any chance?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay, there was a guy at my gym, and he's a ex-strength and conditioning coach. And I was walking in the gym to train with my son, and he was slumped over on a chair breathing heavy. And I said, hey, let's just say his name is Charlie for a second. Hey, Charlie, how you feeling? And he said he was training legs, and he popped a disc in his back, and he's got pain now, and he was breathing heavy. And I was taking his pulse, and his pulse was thready and rapid. And I said, you know, any tingling? He says, some tingling in my lower jaw. I says, you know what? It's not your spine. You're having a heart attack. And I had somebody run to CVS, and we got 5 baby aspirins, and we had him chew them up, and he took them, and he went to the hospital, and sure enough, he was having a heart attack. And he thanked me. He thanked me. He, you know, the guy, every time he sees me, he says, you know, you saved my life. He said, and that's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So, and he's a gem of a human being too, right? Well, right after he got home from having the stints put in, I immediately sent him to the show I did, emailed him the studies, and told him to acquire some thymus and beta 4 on his own if he wanted to. And told him to take 2 milligrams every 3 days and just use it for a few weeks, and that was it. And on his last visit to the doctor, they cannot find any evidence of his heart attack any longer.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Okay? So it not only works within 6 hours, but it works as the body is trying to repair itself, the repair window. Now, fast forward to performance. Every time you train hard, every time you train to failure, every time you train those muscles and break them down, the first step of the body is to repair. Thymus and beta 4 causes your body to heal faster, to repair more thoroughly. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about speeding recovery.
Yeah.
Two milligrams every 3 days on weeks that you train hard and heavy. That's it.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd be interested to see how that pans out over time, what the safety data is. I'm not sure that's a question other people have.
Well, thymus and beta 4 is a naturally occurring peptide in the body. The thymus gland produces it, but it produces less and less and less and less of it once we get past that 20, 25-year-old period of life.
Like melatonin.
Well, yeah, the thymus gland actually starts to atrophy and shrink once you get past 20 years old.
Hmm.
But in the greatest period of growth, you know, from the time that you're born to the time that you reach maturity, full mature status, you know, your body is growing, the thymus gland is there working hard.
That's great information, and, you know, it's a good example of, look, you know, a lot of people think I know it all. I don't. You know, there's stuff like this that I enjoy learning about. So, you know, if I do get a question I don't know of, I'll find somebody that knows the answer.
There you go.
Gratefully, you had it.
Isn't it funny we're talking about the racetrack so much today? DMSO and GLC all right.
Just give me the winning horse, brother.
There you go. Okay, so for the winning tip of the day, the blueprint tip of the day, are you really getting what you pay for? Talk about it.
Yeah, this many of you over the past few months have gotten in contact with me inquiring about a certain standalone Laxogenin product that's out there for sale. And I'm not going to name names because it's not my style, but I hate to see people. It piqued my interest because Laxogenin, as you know, is a compound that I'm well-versed in. You know, I've used various versions of it for 15, 20 years. It originally came to the public's attention in 1976 when Dr. Sirov in the former Soviet Union and his compatriots published a paper. And that paper was entitled An Experimental Study on the Anabolic Activity of Some Natural 6-Keto Sapogenin Analogs. Now, let me translate that in English. A sapogenin analog is related, if you will, to ectosterone, which we've discussed on this program before. The appeal of the sapogenin analogs is this. They are much more easily synthesized from the starter material, in most cases being diosogenin, which, interestingly enough, they also, you know, you can get testosterone out of if you carry the chemical steps far enough. But sapogenin analogs, these 6-keto derivatives, were studied and were found to have anabolic activity at a dosage threshold of just between 10 and 30 milligrams in furry little creatures at first, and then later on people. So it's out there begging for people's dollars, and this particular product claims to be 50 milligrams per cap, standalone Laxogenin, with a pretty hefty price tag, $100 for a month's supply. I think it's 90 caps. I've used plenty of it over the years, yet I expressed some skepticism over this particular product, and it turns out I had good reason to do so. So this particular Laxogenin, and again, I'm not naming names because I'm not here to ruin people, but people need to know about it. You might think at that milligram per dose, per capsule, and even the price, that you're going to get some quality stuff and it's going to be good stuff. The problem is, you would be wrong, very wrong. Here's how I know. I ordered and used almost a full bottle and saved the remaining 5 capsules and sent those to Patrick Arnold to test.
Really?
Here were the results.
Are you backing away from the mic? I can't hear you.
word for word, what Patrick emailed to me. Quote, I got those Laxogenin caps. This is impure material with several peaks. There is one very large peak that doesn't seem to match anything I can imagine. I see a little bit of diosygenin in there. There is a 430 molecular weight peak, but it is only about 3% of the formula or so.
And is that is the 430 what the laxogenin should be?
Yeah, I'll speak to that in a second. He further says, you are obviously not dealing with a professional. His product is crap, and these spectra look like jokes. You can't get a decent NMR from an impure product anyway, and I pretty much validated that his product is a hodgepodge of a dozen or more junk compounds. Now, laxogenin's molecular weight is 430, although it corresponds with other compounds too. At most, then, this product contained 1.5 milligrams of laxogenin per cap, assuming that 430 peak was laxogenin. Folks, I'm not here to hurt anyone's business. I have no desire to sling mud or get involved in the pissing wars that supplement companies partake in. It is quite possible, we need to keep this in mind, that the distributor of the product, you know,
is not
aware of this.
Right.
And the manufacturer is pulling the old switcheroo. What I do want to do in bringing this information forth is to save the Blueprint Army and anyone else that's listening and interested in laxogenin, at least this standalone product. There's a very high likelihood that you're wasting your money on junk and ingesting God knows what when you plunk your hard-earned money down. Be careful.
And this has always been the problem with this particular class of supplements. The problem has always been you get people who have results, you get people who have no results, and so hence people feel that the product is unreliable when in fact sourcing the product, sourcing the raw materials becomes 100% of the most important part of this product, because it's not easy to source. There's lots of compounds out there that look like, smell like, appear to be, and so on. And a lot of people get shanghaied because you're dealing quite often with you're going into some of the far reaches of the world to find these agents, quite frankly.
And to be fair, it also I have found and have evidence to back this up that certain laxogenin products in the past have varied from batch to batch. Specifically, I'm talking about the amateur chemist in the United States who introduced laxogenin, that being Mark Thierman, and the product's name being Mezoblin. He was distributing it through Amino Discounters, his company then, I think, in Arizona. I was on the phone with Mark, and he frankly admitted, I had one bottle that worked like gangbusters. I had another that I got zero out of. So I called Mark up, and he was very frank with me. He said, yeah, that was a bad batch. And in fact, when Don Catlin tested a purported laxogenin product that was manufactured by Thierman in the Yahoo Sports article, Tim Couch on Laxogenin, which is still available out on the web, he found largely diosygenin and not much, if any, laxogenin. So you need to be careful. Unfortunately, unless guys are willing to have it tested like I did, you're not going to know. And who wants to piss away $100 or gamble $100 on something that may or may not be legit?
Can I ask you, did Pat Arnold charge you to test it?
He did not. He was curious himself.
Right.
And, you know, it's worth pointing out that it was one bottle and from one particular lot. So, you know, are the other lots legit? Who knows? They could be. My issue is this, and personally speaking, I'm not willing to gamble $100.
Yeah.
On whether it is or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, Patrick has a controversial reputation, as you know, but in this instance, I think he did the industry, you know, a great service in saying, hey, I'd be interested, you know, to test it and tell you if there's really any laxogenin in there.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Okay, so in summary, the tip of the day is be careful of laxogenin supplements that claim to be the real thing, because you really never know unless you're testing batch by batch.
Yeah, you really need, you know, there is a lab reference standard for it out there. So it's not impossible to validate. It's just you never know. And this product, unfortunately, out of this batch was a bust.
Yeah.
So hide your wallets, guys.
All right, so that's the end of the Blueprint Power Hour. If you want to get questions answered by Rob Regish, email them to onair@superhumanradio.com. If your question was read today, because I am at a testosterone deficit and I am operating with the brain of a 54-year-old man instead of a 24-year-old man, which is normally what my brain power is like, I need you to please remind me that your question was read today by either Facebooking me and sending me your shirt size and address, or emailing me at onair@superhumanradio.com with your shirt size and address, so we can get, we're going to get House of Pain t-shirts to everybody whose question was read today as well on the Blueprint Power Hour. How's that sound, huh?
It's great, and I'd like to give a shout out to two guys for being by my side during some hard times. One is the unlikely toe, Jordan Franz, Mr. Ripped, Ready, and Conditioned. Check him out on bodybuilding.com.
I bet I can guess who the other guy is.
Garrett. The other guy is the silence behind the violence.
Yeah.
Gareth Denyer down there in Houston, Texas. I'm just joking. Gareth is probably the nicest guy you will ever meet, and gives back to this sport. Lord knows more than, you know, he has taken. Just you know, two salt of the earth guys. I just wanted to say thank you.
There you go. All right, well, listen, thanks for listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget, this week we have a roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish, so you'll get a double dose of Rob Regish this week.
Oh, God,
how you
Lord
like that?
Help us.
All right, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.